You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio. We're live, and this is the Wake and Bake Show, and this is Andrew Pizzicalla, CEO of Purple Haze Properties. And you know, whenever I get up and I'm thinking about what am I going to do today, what, you know, and what do I have on my agenda, and today I got the pleasure of being able to have a guest that is an awesome activist, very knowledgeable in the cannabis industry, definitely has seen her way through all the craziness of what's going on in this green rush, and I thought would be an awesome guest, has her own talk show, and speaks at tons of cannabis functions all around California and pretty much all over the United States, right?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm just needing to spread the truth for everybody.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Someone's got to.
So tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Kristen Yoder, and I've been in the cannabis industry in Los Angeles specifically for 13 years. And I ran the first dispensary in LA for 5 years.
Okay, so let's start with that.
Okay.
The first dispensary.
In the city of LA.
In the city of LA.
Yes.
And what was the name of it?
California. Well, there were a few names, so.
Okay, let's start with the first name.
I think it was Alternative Christian Caregivers Discount Dispensary.
Wow.
And
now,
then,
now for stoners, that's a long name right there.
Yeah, so back in the day, this was 2005, the owner was like super paranoid about having a dispensary, so he thought if he threw in like Christian,
the religious aspect.
Yeah, it's just one more, you know, cover. And then back then there was a website called Weed Tracker.
Okay.
And it was like Craigslist kind of, but with like Amazon ratings on it.
The Craigslist of weed tracking,
but this was in 2006.
For legitimate stuff or just like everything?
No, everything. It became like a spam board.
Okay.
But yeah, so someone posted on there that there was a big Jesus statue at the dispensary. And so in the end, I'm like, dude, just remove it. Like, what are you doing? So we changed it to Alternative Caregivers Discount Dispensary.
Wow.
ACGDD. Yeah.
ACGDD. DD.
Yeah. So that name, we realized, like, if you put discount in the name, then you're attracting a certain demographic naturally.
Wow.
Yeah. And, like, made a website, changed the logo, changed everything so that if someone went to Google who got raided, the name would not match up with the dispensary.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. The evolution of a name.
The evolution of a name. And then it got raided, you're saying, or no?
Yeah, by the DEA.
By the DEA. And how long was it around before, like, it got raided? Like.
Okay, so there, like, this was opened in 2005. In 2007 is when the ICO, pre-ICO bullshit started. Right around then. Then 2008, Obama gets elected, and the attorney general that was still there, I forget his first name, but his last name was Ogden. They made a memo, the Ogden memo. It was like the precursor.
Ogden memo. Okay.
Yeah, to the Cole memo, where they were like, we're not going to give the DEA funds to go in and invade states' rights.
Okay.
Unless
That's
you're called in by the state.
Okay.
Because they kept raiding people, and no one was calling them in. And they're like, yo, rain back, you know?
Sure, sure. Wow.
Yeah, so I looked this up because I was recently talking about it. March 23rd, 2009, right before the day Eric Holder took office as Attorney General, the DEA raided 5 dispensaries in Venice, in my opinion, as a fuck you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. To be like, oh, yeah, taking our funds, whatever.
Now, was that the Venice, what it was called, Venice something or whatever? Or was that a different dispensary?
Well, there were 5 that got raided.
Yeah.
I think it was Rose Collective, VBC, Venice Beach.
Yeah, and that was a pretty big one, right? And they had, like, really good bud.
Yeah, but they
were
known
for.
And they were
expensive, dude. I didn't go in there, but I heard a lot about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was tough being the first dispensary there. Never once did we advertise anywhere, just out of paranoia. And that's the thing in the cannabis industry, that if you're going to play safe, you're not going to make as much money.
Yeah.
Because there's everyone else is just like, psh, you know, Weed Maps, whatever. I remember when Weed Maps started and their listings were $300. a month.
Okay.
It's insane, like,
so you got,
over the years.
Just to know, you got a prop comment that they love the saying on the shirt.
Oh, thank you.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
That's great.
Yeah.
What's up, Robert? How you doing, brother? I hope you're smoking something good out on the East Coast. I know you're in New York. And I wonder what the weather's like in New York.
Shitty.
It's shitty, right?
I don't know. It always seems to be.
Sometimes in the summer, but it's humid.
Oh, mess up my hair.
Let's continue. Okay, so then those got raided. And then what did it change to after that when you were working there? What was the last place it was called before you stopped working there?
It's still California Alternative
Caregivers. Oh, it's still okay, good. Yeah. That's cool. That's great.
Yeah.
So what was it like working in a place and seeing, like, how many people come through in a day or a week, you know?
So this is, we weren't on Weed Maps for a long time. This is all word of mouth. But when they opened in 2005, it was sick people. Like, it's a completely different.
It was generally people that were real fucked up and sick, huh?
Nobody knew anything. Like, there wasn't Leafly. Like, none of these websites existed.
Sure.
Like, there was no Shatter or, like, dabbing in my days. Like, the first time I saw
that. Oh, yeah. No, dabbing is people. Yeah, 2005, yeah. There was no such thing as dabbing.
No, I really didn't even come across it till 2009, 2010.
Hash was way bigger.
Yeah.
Getting some hash oil, but like people would just put it on their bud.
Ugh.
Or maybe put it on a joint, or maybe smoke it plain.
Yeah, but it was like black hash oil.
It was black, yeah.
Yeah.
The dark shit that people like, you know, but it was the only thing. But you still get fucked up from that stuff, though.
I mean, look at this shit that like people used to smoke in the 70s. It looks terrible, but it got you high.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right? You know?
Absolutely.
So the beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, and shout out to all those old school hippies out there that were enjoying all the strains and different genetics that you had, smoking some of the Jack for sure. Shout out to my man Jack Herrera, rest in peace, good man.
Rest in peace.
Who definitely had a great impact in this world for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. So what's your God, being in a place like that, there's so many strains, so many buds.
Okay, so back then,
yeah,
this was before, oh my God. So I remember the most expensive pound we ever bought was $6,000.
$6,000.
Yeah, and it was for some sort of like Sage OG thing. But OG was like new. It was like new, and it fetched the highest price.
Yeah, because OG, like all the Kushes, it just started then.
Yeah.
That was when Kush started getting really popular.
No, I mean, I think that Kush was Bubba, Master, Hindu. We had that. Like, OG was like a newer thing that happened, and it was almost a phenomenon because all of a sudden, everything was OG. And it was like Triple X or like Charlie Sheen or like
Charlie Sheen.
Whatever, dude. Everything OG. And it really, like, kind of headband. Like, there are different OGs.
I like the headband.
But
Headband was, doesn't that have New York Sour Diesel in it or something like that,
I
if I remember?
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of like the original Sour D.
Yeah. So back then, those strains were actually what they were. And if they were mislabeled, I knew what they were because I have like an incredibly good nose. But I mean, I was buying a lot of pounds back then. But by the time I got out of there, people were paying like $3,000 for a pound.
$3,000 to $35,000.
Wow. That was in 2010. And now, poor growers, man.
Oh,
it's not sustainable.
They said in Oregon that they grew so much weed, literally, that like they have too much now, and they were selling it for like under $1,000 a pound. And I'm talking about some chronic shit, you know?
Yeah, it's called supply and demand. It's called capitalism, you know?
We got the input that New York is humid and rainy.
Yeah, dude, I knew it.
Humid and rainy. Shitty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost like where you can't breathe and stuff.
Yeah, your clothes stick to you. No.
Yeah, don't like that. Mm-mm. Don't like that at all. So what was your favorite, like, what are your favorite, you hybrid, indica, sativa?
Oh, my God. This is going to get me started on some other
little
shit.
Little of everything.
No, dude. First of all, everybody, please, like, sativa and indica has nothing to do with the effects that you get.
Okay, literally. Explain that.
There's a thing called taxonomy.
Okay.
Taxonomy is characteristics and lineage of a plant. So it's like a sativa has thin leaves and it's tall and lanky and it grows longer.
Absolutely.
That's like the taxonomy part. Then there are the chemical constituents in cannabis. And what is that? Cannabinoids and terpenes.
Sure. Absolutely.
That's it. So
now just like to explain for the layman, because you know there are millions of people in their cars that are listening to this and like, wow, what is she talking about, terpenes and this, and
okay, so
break that down to the person that has no fucking clue.
Okay, so aromatherapy. Lavender makes you feel relaxed. Citrus is uplifting. This actually we all know this stuff. We just don't know that instead of lavender, what we smell are terpenes. Terpenes are the flavor molecules of plants.
Okay.
So when you smell lavender, you're smelling linalool, which is the terpene,
which is basically
the essential oil.
That's cool.
So with cannabis, the terpenes, it's the strain smell, you know?
It's the essential oil of the plant.
It's the sour diesel versus a chem dog.
Sure.
You know? So. Uh-huh. And then when you look at most weed now, it has the potency on it.
Absolutely.
The potency is the cannabinoids, THC, CBD.
You know what's funny is I've been smoking so much herb all these years and just nugs and stuff. When people say the same thing to me of like, oh, I need to have just an indica or a sativa or whatever. I'm like, I smoke bud because it's good bud. I personally can't tell that it makes me peppier or not. Personally,
see,
you know?
as a bud tender, there were these annoying people that would be like, oh, what does this do? And like, what does this do? Or like, hey, do you have anything that could like help me get an erection or something? And it's like, after a while, I just want you to leave. I'll tell you whatever you want to hear and just get you out of there. And guess what? That's what they felt. Because it's what's that experiment where they have people shock people until they die behind like a curtain or in another room, that psychology experiment.
Okay, I don't know if I remember this shock.
Okay, look. So there is a person, they're in one room, they see this other person that is the subject, the test subject, go into another room.
Okay.
And then they have this dude in a lab coat stand there, and he's like, every time you ask them a question and they get it wrong, then you have to shock them.
Oh, yeah, like Pavlov, like the, I remember I heard something
about it. Yeah, one of those names,
yeah,
I forget.
Yeah, for sure.
So it goes, I mean, 75% of the people ended up going to the point of like full blast shocking after hearing this person screaming out in pain and asking to stop. And these people were just like, it was the dude in the white coat that they were just following the authority. Like, how sick is that?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So, actually, just to also let some people know, we do have millions of people on Dash Radio. You got to go on the app and check it out. The talk show airs. We air the shows, not just like right now it's on Facebook Live, but you'll actually get to hear the shows go on the radio station. So if you check out Purple Haze Dash Radio and then check out our radio schedule, you get to see all the different cars and everything that we're in. That you see in the background in 2018, Dash Radio is pretty cool because Dash is free and commercial free. So if you get a chance, tell your friends to download it. And then Snoop Dogg, and he has two stations, our station Purple Haze Radio and a bunch of other ones, is out there for everybody to see. So they'll get to hear all these different great cannabis stories and stuff, you know, and learn about a lot of stuff about the industry, which is cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
I like totally lost. I had a point about people following authority to add to whatever we were talking about before, but I often get lost
you know what? Let's,
in the journey.
You know what I think in the journey? We both need to sample the double barrel.
One of my absolute favorite vape pens.
Yeah, me too.
They're really cool. You're hitting two at once.
Yeah, that's what people don't realize. It's really cool about it. There's two things, and it's like a little gun.
Yeah.
And yours is the Shabinsky, right?
The Shabinsky.
But I don't remember what was in the black one. I got this on 420. They ended up coming over, and I ended up having them come by and drop it off, and they gave me, and you know what's funny is I went to Aspen for one of those green table dinners, you know, and we were with all these millionaires and stuff who want to invest, and the gift was the gold one, this gold double barrel, and I was like hanging out at the party, and I waited like too long. And when I left, there wasn't a gift bag. So I was like so depressed. I was like,
hate it when that happens.
I was like, oh man. And I knew about the double barrel because Matt Stang came to me and said, yo, they put double barrel, the gold ones. When they first came out, they were like the first ones. And I never got to have it again. And then all of a sudden, it's like a year later. And they're sitting and I'm interviewing the guys during 420 at the High Times Cup. And they hand me these two, and I was so fucking excited.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
They were great.
Yeah, I actually tried one of these at MJ BizCon 2015 or 16. Must have been 2016.
Okay.
And then I wanted one ever since, and it was a Canadian that shared it with me.
They don't make a lot of them, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah. They're very limited.
Yeah. They're for cool people.
But this company actually was telling me that they can make like any kind of cool design. You know, like any, you know, if I wanted a guitar, you know, or something like that, that you can.
And like,
you know,
if it's too, like, you can't handle the gun aspect, you don't, you could just.
Oh, yeah. If you feel intimidated by that, right, you can just pop it off. It's like magnetic, which is pretty tight, right?
Yeah.
You know? So on the Wake and Bake Show. We're always asking our guests, what do you wake and bake to? What group or a song? What comes to mind? We could throw on in the background here. What do you like?
I listen to The Coup, Show Yo Ass.
Okay, so is it, how do you spell it? The
C-O-U-P.
C-O-U-P, all right.
Yeah, and then
there we go.
Show Yo Ass.
All right, so. Show me what album that would be.
I do not know.
All right, let's see.
Oh, that album.
Show Your Ass. I see it.
Yeah.
I got it. Here we go.
Okay.
All right.
That's my song. This song. Right.
It's jamming.
This was like back in the Bush era.
Okay.
This is like when we were in the I mean, I fucking lost my mind, dude. I burnt out. That shit killed my soul, dude.
What did?
Bush.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, listen.
Okay. No. This is good.
Now it's time for you to show your ass. They ain't handing out no more cash. Mama's imitate my logo fast. That is that safety off and blast. Now this is mommy. Four fiends with blocks unloaded. Scrapping for a bag of gold rings and coding. Whole life savings hid under the molding. Mama said knock them out and I'm
right
quoting. You're voting, but you're hoping we'll stop the guns from smoking. Is someone fucking joking? They're bankers in sheep's clothing. I know places where the kids keep croaking, lacking the essential vitamins and protein. Hustling and hyphy are eloping. I'm the best man, busting shots and toasting. Sipping great boots, get clipped off the bird. Come Sunday morning, get tripped off the word. TV and the preachers got pimped.
That's cool. Yeah. I like it. And when did these guys come out?
They're pretty old school, but I think this is 2008 or 2009.
The Coup.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yes.
If you guys get a chance, you got to check out The Coup. They're pretty cool.
Plus, I like that. Like, woo, that's it. That's a good way to start.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're going to get up in the morning, you got to have something with a little pep.
Yeah.
You're going to take something and roll it out. You got to have something like jamming a little bit in the background.
Exactly.
I can't do too heavy, though. You know?
I mean, I'm heavy, bro.
Some people are like,
oh, ew, you know? Not like that. I mean, I meant subject material. Like,
oh,
ew,
subject material for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys won't get the audio because you have to catch that on the radio show. That's a little bit different from Facebook Live. You don't get to hear what we have in the headphones, but
and it's too
that's
bad.
That's why you gotta check out The Coop. But you get to see us visually. But the people who are driving in their cars and they hear it, they're like, I wonder if they really, what is that double barrel thing that they're smoking on? And then they'll go to Facebook Live. Or go to our Purple Haze Properties website on Purple Haze Properties on Facebook and go to the videos and check out. Oh shit, they really were smoking that shit. Oh shit, that person was on there doing that. Yep, that's what happened.
Yeah, living the life.
Living the life of Cali.
Yeah.
Way different.
Oh, yeah, man.
A different culture. Yeah. How do you feel about all the tourists rolling in, getting to smoke weed and have a experience now?
Cool. Awesome. Everyone should experience it. The taxes are a bit steep.
Ridiculous. Compared to Colorado and Washington and everything, it's a lot more, isn't it?
Okay, so I, back in the old days, before they had a limit of only 100 milligrams in an edible, which, oh yay, legalization, anyways.
Yeah.
Kiva Bar, I saw an article about this. It used to be like $20 for 180 milligrams. Including the taxes, now you get 100 milligrams for $40, dude. $40.
Wow.
So it's like 15% excise tax, 9.25% sales tax, plus whatever your local city tax is. And depending on how greedy they are, because they all are.
You got a shout out from Travis Hendern. Kristen is such a rock star, by far one of the favorite people in the biz.
Oh, sweet, dude.
That's a good compliment for
sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. So I had to break up a high moment for that because you got a nice compliment.
Oh man, maybe I should get on Facebook.
But. Yeah, you know, maybe definitely we'll have you talk a lot of stuff. Maybe get your show airing over here.
Oh my God, dude, it's so good. It's so good.
So, Cali compared to all these other states, why do you think they decided to like jack up the taxes so much when we like have so many tourists? Like they could have done more on volume, right? Make it a little cheaper and then everybody wants to go in there?
It's because they need tax money to fund enforcement. But unfortunately, if you can't enforce your shit, then you have a thriving black market.
Yeah.
And this has happened in LA since 2007, three times, where we keep trying to semi-regulate it, and then only like 180 something stores get licensed, but there's 2,000 stores out there.
Yeah.
And then those people are
but
like, what the fuck?
Let me tell you, they're raking it in on fucking applications.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Our application that we put in, 10,000, and if you wanted different categories, it would have been 30, 40,000. Now, this is the thing. I know for a fact for the particular license we're going at, there's going to be at least 100 people applying. So if you got 100 people paying $10,000, how much is that?
That's like $100,000, dude.
No, it's a million, I think.
What? I don't think so. Bro, I don't think it's a million.
Stoner moment. Yeah, it was.
Okay, good. Okay.
Let's do it. It's 10,000 times
yeah,
100.
Yeah, man, I use calculators, dude.
Let's
like,
do it.
People don't hire me
10,000
for math like this.
Times
this is intense.
100.
It's 100.
Million.
Oh, shit.
1 milli.
Don't hire me for your accounting.
1 milli.
Yeah.
Just on that app. Now, all the people that apply for a dispense.
It
doesn't mean you're
going to
get it.
Mm-mm.
You got $1 billion and only 8. So 80,000 of
800,000.
If it was, no, because it was only eight people getting a consumption lounge,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
At 10,000 a pop is 80 G's, right? So 80 G's is what's going to legitimately get it. And the other 1,920,000, right?
Yeah.
Is free fucking dough they're going to get. That's just that. Now, and that was just for lounge. What about dispensary, delivery, this, that? West Hollywood alone is going to pocket millions.
They're not even the greediest.
It's fucking crazy.
They're not even the greediest either. And that's the thing. Like, I recorded a podcast, which I haven't released yet, but we were talking about how difficult it is to get a license. And the fact that in order to get a local license, you already need to have a compliant location. You already need to have a location that would be in a permitted zone, but that doesn't mean that you're going to get a license. Then you have to make sure that it fits all of the regulations and safety codes and all of that shit. You have to do all of that plus pay for the application. And that doesn't mean you're going to get the license.
Sure.
And you know what? A lot of these cities, and I'm just going to call it out, they buy lobbyists. And lobbyists buy licenses. And then these cities act like they're going to allow licensing. Like, oh, come apply. Like, we're going to give out 10. But those 10 have been sold, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And, you know, but what happened also is because of it, though, I believe in some areas, like, fucking the feds came in too and like got involved because it was like so bad. Right. I heard in like certain areas in California some shit went
was
down.
It Coachella? Something like that. Somewhere in the desert, dude.
Yeah, they were trying to pay off motherfuckers.
For like 5,000. Like, come on, bro. Reach for the sky. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But they now made it in the rules, at least even when we... when we are applying now, they made it, especially in West Hollywood, they were like, if you say even something or someone says something to a council member about your project or trying to get like whatever, you're automatically done. You're just done because they don't want to deal
is
with that shit either.
Is that statewide?
It's all by county.
Yeah, exactly. So dude, that's the problem. I mean, that's the curse of California, I think, is it's too democratic, man. Like, because you can't put bonds on the same, like, election thing when you also are, like, giving people the opportunity to vote for taxes. Like, anyone's ever going to vote for taxes. So, sure. Hello, you can't improve infrastructure without taxes. But in California, it's like our taxes don't do anything often, you know?
So you don't think it actually will go to, like, let's say all the money they're going to rake in? You don't think it'll go to schools and stuff like that or whatever?
No, only to school drug programs.
Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, dude, seriously, Prop 64 was some bullshit. And I'm so California is like, it's just been ruined, really. I mean, I feel bad because now everyone is losing money. It's not an even playing field. You know, like, you have to have so much money to go through licensing. You actually have to get a lawyer and, like, cover everything. And my friend who did a manufacturing license for the state was 238 pages.
Wow.
You know, like, that's crazy. You can't do it on your own. And then you go into the legal supply chain, your market just shrank by, like, 70% because now you can only work with licensed companies.
Absolutely.
And less than one-third of California has licensed companies.
Right now.
Yeah. So what about the whole rest of, like, everyone's just going to shut down? No. And now, I mean, they don't even charge taxes. You know?
Yeah.
And that's around.
But I'll tell you one thing. Colorado, definitely, they did it pretty solid.
Exactly,
you can't get away with shit. They're fucking hardcore.
But they're smaller, too.
Yeah, yeah. And
nearly as rebellious and full of criminals.
No.
Like, Cali is criminal.
What about Washington? How do you feel about that? You think they're not, like, super? They were kind of in the middle of us? Or what do you think?
I don't honestly know. But okay. I know that they went through a lot of changes that costed people a lot by, like, changing the how close you were to a school or something, and then all of a sudden you can't be in that location and you have to get another location. They did shit like that a couple times.
Yeah, for sure. That's crazy.
Like, I interviewed the head of communication for the BCC last year or the year before about regulating and, like, having to come up with a legalization program that actually works. And he said, we recognize that California is too big to fail. Like, we know that. So they brought in Colorado people, Oregon people, Washington people, and, like, asked them and, like, had them explain to everyone. But it's a really unique mess because we're so big. And, like, every little area is completely different than the other one.
Sure.
Even in NorCal, there's some people that want to start another state in NorCal, and they're like, fuck the rest of California. They don't represent us because they vote for Trump and things like that.
I actually heard about and had seen this fucking thing a few times where they tried to section off California.
They just cut a sliver of, like, SoCal on the coast, and they're like, fuck you guys.
But did you ever see the thing where they were going to split it up into, like, three parts or four parts or something like that?
I'm trying to remember the name of it.
I forgot. Yeah, it's fucking pretty wild.
It's a president's name. It'll come to me.
Okay, that's funny. Yeah. It's great. But they didn't pull it off. It was not...
You couldn't, dude. But, I mean, the fact is, like, these... I used to think that NorCal would just be full of, like, hot grower guys. Like, I was so disappointed.
Oh, my God.
Like, there is, like...
If people don't realize what it's like in the hills.
It's farming, dude. It's It's like you might as well be in Kentucky. No offense, Kentucky. But, like, for real?
There are guys that have to sleep in the fields with guns.
Dude.
Literally, it's like crazy and fucking barbed wire fences.
They're not hot young guys. Barely any... The guys in Santa Cruz are
all
really
fucked
hot.
Up. Yeah. Well, I mean, Cali's a big place, so I'm assuming you could find...
They're younger ones.
But when you start going up in the hills, it's way different.
Yeah, well, there's nowhere to... Everyone in the hills hangs out during the week, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
That's why I'm doing an episode on sex trafficking in Humboldt County. That's a huge problem as well.
Are you kidding me?
Dude... Where do these men get laid? They're in the freaking forest, like hella far away. They don't have the internet. Like, I don't think, you know, like this has happened. I think The Atlantic did an article a few years ago about it, but it's a real problem. And the cops don't focus on that because they can focus on raiding places and getting the money, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Sex trafficking doesn't pay. You know,
so you're telling me that the sex traffickers bring the girls to the woods,
yeah,
or something,
yeah, or you know, you've heard of like trimmigrants, who are people from all across the
trimmigrants,
yeah, dude. They're people from all across the country, they're like young hippie people, and they're like, we're gonna go trim weed in Northern California,
okay, yeah, yeah. No, I know lots of people, that
yeah,
do that for
well,
sure.
A lot of women have been kidnapped or put into sex trafficking because they're going literally into these isolated woods.
So you're telling me...
I'm not saying this is the majority of what happens, but
wow.
This is a real issue that is...
Wow. And you actually have had, do you know, like, specific instances and shit you heard of? Because
I've read it.
This is something fucking new. I've never even imagined
this.
There
are a couple articles that are really, really good about telling this story. One is in The Atlantic. I recommend people Google it. Sex trafficking in the Emerald Triangle.
Wow. Okay. Check out
Give shout outs to a friend of mine who is Lelania Dubois, who is up in Humboldt County and is working with the Human Rights, I think, Council, or is working up there to help with. In the end, it's sex trafficking is human trafficking. And that's the thing is even if you're trafficking labor. So you have people, in any other farm, they have illegal immigrants.
So I know this sounds crazy, but you think they snag guys up too?
I mean, dude, if you're a vulnerable person, if you're on drugs, right?
Wow.
I mean, dude, these farms are not safe. Like, I have nightmares that I'm like, I fly all the time in my dreams, that I'm like flying towards like Mendocino or something, and I'm like scared to fly over the forest without like getting shot down.
Wow.
Yeah, but I also watch a lot of crime TV, so.
Okay.
You know, okay. Yeah. Dude, the more you know, like, the crazier shit is, so you gotta be careful.
So, you speak a lot, too.
Yeah. I mean, I mostly speak about terpenes and getting your taxonomy correct.
Okay, so get into that a little bit.
The taxonomy thing?
Both.
Okay. Well, let's go to... Well, terpenes, I already covered that kind of.
Yeah, so let's talk about the taxonomy a little bit.
Taxonomy. So you're like, oh, I want indica or sativa or a hybrid. Like, taxonomy is, like I said, it is the appearance and the lineage, the characteristics. That's it. It has nothing to do with its physiological effects. That is chemotaxonomy, which is a way to classify the different constituents of chemicals that are unique.
Okay.
Also called chemovars, which is different strains of cannabis. So anyways, back in the day, there were pure sativas. They looked like shit. Like back in the 70s, that's what people are smoking, was like pure sativas. But also back then, it's like all these hippies went to India, like Pakistan, the hippie trail through Afghanistan, and they had all this bomb hash and everything, and then they saw these like super resiny, like awesome looking, like short plants, indicas.
Uh-huh.
Well, but in Kush Mountain, actually, I mean, I don't want to fuck people's brains up, but there is indica, sativa, afghanica, and ruderalis.
Yeah, I've heard of ruderalis. I hadn't heard of... Oh, I know Afghani, but I didn't know that Afghanica has its own...
So Afghanica is literally, in Afghanistan, the that, like... It's Kush. Kushes. that's Afghanica.
Okay.
So indica, that's basically any resinous known to be a drug cannabis strain, meaning it can get you high, versus hemp.
Okay, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hemp
for
does not get
sure,
you high.
Sure.
So
sure.
Actually, sativa is hemp. Sativa is hemp. And
interesting.
What it is that you're feeling, the chemotaxonomy, that is the strain, the different strains have different flavors. So it's the terpenes and the cannabinoids. So it is that strain, that specific terpene profile in combination with the cannabinoids.
Whoa.
That's what gets you high. So actually, it's all been a placebo effect of, hey, like, oh, I want a sativa for that head high, like cerebral. I want something fun and creative or whatever. Look, it took me a month to drop my beliefs. It was like religion. I'm like, bro, what are you talking about? I asked people for 5 years, do you want indica, sativa, or a hybrid? Like, all the signs for the strains said like 65 sativa, 35 indica, or whatever. Like, and it was all bullshit. It was just the terpenes and the cannabinoids.
Interesting.
More the terpenes, because it's the different smells, the different
Absolutely.
Strains. Those Absolutely. Are chemovars. They have their own unique chemical constituents. They might have varying cannabinoid levels, but it's really the terpene profile. Then it's like, oh shit, well, how am I supposed to buy weed now if I don't know like the terpene profile? And then the bud tender's like, yeah, do you want an indica or a sativa? It makes things so much more difficult. So I recommend, think about the strains you like, Google it, terpene strain profile, see if there's any test results out there, and then look into a room. Well, I mean, I need to make a digital class to teach this, because in LA, I do a terpene training.
And we're going
to
probably like see if we can have you maybe do that here with Purple Haze Properties.
Oh, yeah.
And Purple Haze Radio, we can give you definitely, you have enough knowledge for sure to do a great show with us.
Yeah.
You have any, we're getting a little bit towards the end of the show. Do you have any shout outs or anybody you want to say what's up to?
Shit, like I'm so bad at this.
Throw it out there.
Dude, my dad, shout out to my dad.
Shout out to the pops.
John Yoder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of them. He's in Cambodia. Shout out to all my homies on LinkedIn, and I love them. Like,
nice. So
yeah.
If people wanted to get a hold of you, they would just put
go
in your name.
Go to Kristen. Well, if you're on LinkedIn, go to that Kristen Yoder.
Okay, and then if you're not?
Kristen, Kristen, at soiltotheoil.com.
Soil
all spelled
to the
out.
Oil.
Yeah, that's my website.
I love it.
Yeah.
So soiltotheoil.com?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you guys got to definitely check out Soil to the Oil. Check out Kristen Yoder and everything she's got going on.
Yeah,
and,
if you're in LA, check in on my terpene training events.
All right. And that's on your website?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Terpene training events. And is that something that goes on? Like,
it's monthly.
Monthly.
But I would
okay.
do it more often. But I also add events that I'm going to speak at on there as well.
Okay, great. And what's your favorite terpene?
I like humulene, which is actually the main terpene of hops, which is beer.
Oh, sweet.
It's that spicy bombness.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
And what's number two?
Beta-caryophyllene, and that one is actually the only terpene shown to interact with your CB2 receptors, though it doesn't have a psychoactive effect, so I'm not totally sure what the significance is of that.
Well,
maybe as a carrier.
Right? Maybe.
Yeah.
Or why would it have it, right?
I know. Dude, it's so cool, man.
That is
It's all
is
inside
awesome.
Of us.
It's inside of us, and for all of you guys who are checking out Purple Haze Radio on Dash Radio, you can check this out on our SoundCloud and iTunes, and check out all the different great shows that we have at Purple Haze Dash Radio. Check out Mayhem and Token. They're a great show that's rocking. We got In the Clear with Amir and a bunch of other great guests that you got to check out. Michael Miller and the Cannabis Show and everything else we got going on at 4:20 a.m. 7:10 a.m., high noon, 4:20 p.m., and other times throughout the day. And just remember, if your day's going bad and you're like having a rough day, you got to deal with somebody at work you don't like, or maybe a parent, a girlfriend, whatever it may be, just remember you'll have that time of the day when you'll get to relax and smoke some weed. My name is Andrew Pizzicalis. I'm the CEO of Purple Haze Properties and Purple Haze Radio, and you guys have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day. Peace.
Peace.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.